scholarship fund available to our students. And we're working on that. So it's not something I say we must figure out and we're not thinking about. We're working on a strategy right now where we get more dollars available to our students.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Dr. Green. The only other item on our agenda is public and employee comments. Are there any comments today?
Good morning. For the record, Philip Beverly, HPPS, Chairman of the Summer Committee of the Faculty Senate. One of the things that I really enjoy about being a faculty member is being able to connect the dots with issues and think and teach my students how to think to the next question and ask the next question and the next question and try not necessarily to predict, but maybe anticipate some things. And so I guess one of the things that I'm curious about most recently was hearing that one of our former colleagues has ended up at another university in the city. And it had me ask the next question about what was going to happen to the Gwendolyn Brooks Center now that he's no longer associated with it. And I had someone, interestingly, from off campus call me about this question because they know that I'm sort of involved here at the university and said, so what's gonna happen with the Black Writers Conference? Something that has really put us on the map and added, I think, a lot of prestige to the university. And I said, oh gee, I don't know. It had me sort of think, so Dr. Matabudi leaves, then Koresh is, I guess, going to leave, is what I'm hearing. And so I asked the next question to myself, does that mean that the center's gonna close? Is the conference gonna be moving off campus? I'm just curious about that. And the why I'm curious is that it impacts directly the institutional reputation of Chicago State and affects our prestige and makes us, I think, less desirable to come. And as we struggle with enrollment and retention and graduation, we can't afford to lose any more assets. A past administration allowed the hospitality management program to leave Chicago State. Again, I don't know if DePaul is in the business of hostile takeovers or whatever, but they seem to be picking up a lot of our assets that we don't think are valuable and making them valuable. So what was an accessible $8,000 a year program is now a $30,000 a year program at a private institution because we didn't value it. And I hope that doesn't happen with the Gwendolyn Brooks Center. The next connection in my mind then became, well, what about her papers? And are we involved in the negotiation anymore? And so I'm sort of inquiring because I know that Dr. McCrank, in his capacity as the dean of the library, was very interested after her death in bringing her papers here. Again, something that adds prestige on the academic side to the university, boosts our reputation, enhances us, and I think attracts a different quality of student that should help us in their retention and graduation path. I don't know any of those. I'm just faculty, and the way information trickles down to us is just a trickle, actually. And I was hoping that somebody might comment through the formal channels of communication at the university and not necessarily take up any time. I know the board's time is valuable. Thank you.
Mr. Beverly, Professor Beverly, I'd like for you to meet Dean Lindsay. You're in the Arts and Sciences College. Dean Lindsay, could you please answer his questions with regards to the future of the Gwendolyn Brooks Center and also your understanding of the status of the Gwendolyn Brooks papers? Dean Lindsay.
starting with the papers. There had been attempts to purchase the papers, those negotiations with Ms. Brooks' daughter, Nora, did not end well because of a request by the university for an appraisal prior to the completion of the sale. That's my understanding of what happened with the papers. Regarding the Gwendolyn Brooks Center, it is my understanding that it will continue and that there is no reason to assume that the center is not going to be here for as long as the university is here. That's my understanding. So I think that the center will continue to present the kinds of programming that it does, and that Koresh will be there to do that.
Thank you, Dean Lindsay.
Dean Lindsay, I'm sorry. Let me get it straight. On the papers, as I got it just a moment ago, maybe I didn't quite, and I don't want to tax your voice. We were in negotiations with Nora.
Yes.
And Dr. Gwendolyn Brooks' daughter.
Yes.
And the negotiations fell apart.
Yes.
Because we could not reconcile the value versus appraisal.
Correct.
Meaning that when we had the papers appraised, there was one value.
They were not appraised. They were never appraised.
Oh, they were never.
And the original agreement with Nora did not require an appraisal. And there had been earnest money paid for the papers. But Dr. Watson indicated that there should be an appraisal. But that was not stated in the original agreement with Nora that was done by the previous president.
Okay, so that everybody can understand it. We asked prior to consummating the sale, or paying additional money, let me put it that way, because some of us were here trying to figure this out. Prior to advancing and or undertaking additional payment, we asked that the papers be appraised.
Yes, Dr. Watson indicated that they should
and
be appraised.
Apparently in the original
agreement.
Memorandum of agreement or
yes.
Contract for sale.
Right.
The value was accepted.
Yes.
By the a previous board
yes.
and or administration.
Yes.
As stated in the contract.
Yes.
And the contract did not call for an appraisal.
Yes.
When we insisted upon an appraisal.
Yes.
Then the seller withdrew the papers.
No. The seller didn't withdraw anything, according to my understanding. I don't know the details, and I think Patrick may know better because he was the last person to talk to Nora regarding the situation. But, so I don't know the proper wording for describing the breakdown in the situation.
Okay, but we know
let me ask a question. Is this an active legal matter that should be discussed in executive session, or is this something where we've resolved it and you can?
You could probably should.
Okay.
Okay.
Then I would.
I'll stand down.
Since we don't, there are some things that we don't know and probably don't want to, would not be in our interest as the university to disclose at this point. I think we'll hold that off to executive session. Okay. So hopefully we'll get you an answer, but.
Thank you.
Okay, anything else? Any other comments?
Move to adjourn.
Hearing none, I entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Trustee Hill?
Yes.
Trustee James?
Yes.
Yes.
Trustee Finney?
Yes.
Thank you very much.